in song, and then hear whatever needs to come through you today, because I'm ready to hear it. And I'll see you on the other side, Brother Carlos.
Okay, my brother. Peace and love.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed.
Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King and recognize that there are ties between us. All men and women living on the earth, ties of hope and love, of sister and brotherhood.
Sit down together at the table of brotherhood.
That we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound. There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Shine a little light, oh Lord, so that we can see. Just a little light, oh Lord. Drink my fill from the well on the hill. I know you know what I mean. Shed a little light, oh Lord.
I have a dream. One day.
So that we can see.
This nation will
just
arrive.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
Live out the true meaning of its creed.
What is standing on
earth? We always choose to be self-evident. That all men are created equal.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their
there
character.
There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King and recognize that there are ties between us. All men and women living on the earth, ties of hope and love, of sister and brotherhood.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you, Rosina. Thank you, Jason. Also, thank you, Dakota. Thank you, Sarah Dacey, Charles, for that wonderful reading of our daily word. I am so blessed. My heart gets so filled with the ministry that I am blessed to be a part of here at Unity of New York. That ministry that you bring, Sister Rosina and Jason, and the ministry that you bring, Dakota, the ministry that you not only bring, but the ministry that you are, Sister, my beautiful sister, Sarah Daisy Charles, the ministry that you bring, my brother Britt, and your very, very powerful powerful and amazing ministry that you bring, my brother Leo. This is a church that is filled with ministers, each of them preaching their ministry by being their ministry. You know, I haven't seen you all since last year. I haven't seen you since before the Christmas holy day. And I'm still flying on the celebration that we had for Christmas at Hope Community Church. We had a beautiful, beautiful candlelight service that was more of a concert than an actual service, but the Spirit was alive and well, and it stirred up in all of us. And I'm still flying high on that. This Christmas season that precedes our new year, it invited me to do what the closing of a year always invites me to do, and that's to look inside, to find out if the teachings that we're involved in and that the Spirit that we stir up is making a true change in my experience of living life on planet Earth. I look to discover whether or not I have been giving my whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to the process of participating in the transformation of my mind. And I have to look at my life to see how much progress I'm making. Am I becoming more loving, more peaceful, and more happy? You know, on Christmas, I was thinking about the song that the angels sang at the birth of Jesus. Peace on earth, goodwill toward everybody. And the Spirit within me asked me the question that I then, of course, asked of others. Do you believe that it is possible? Carlos Wayne, just you yourself. Do you believe that it is possible for you yourself to live an experience of heaven on earth? Do you truly believe that it is possible for you, Carlos Wayne, to live with the goal of peace on earth and the extension from you of goodwill toward everyone? This is the question I ask myself. And so it's the question that I'm guided to ask of others. You personally, not the others listening, not the others on this Facebook gathering, but you personally, do you believe that it is possible for you to live in an inner state of heaven while on planet Earth, with everything in the surround on Earth being exactly what it is, a display of a mix of light and shadow? Jesus says, there will always be the poor among you, the hungry among you, and there will always be wars and rumors of wars. I've been on this planet for 72 years, and I have discovered that this is true, that there have always been the poor among us. Sometimes I could be counted in that number. There will always be those who are in need of deliverance, deliverance from despair, deliverance from hopelessness, from sadness. And I have been in that number. And since I landed on this planet in 1951, it is true what he said, that there have always been wars and rumors of wars. We just saw a beautiful presentation of Dr. King. Is it possible that his dream can be realized? I gotta tell you, I had to fight from bursting into tears during that video that Brother Leo put to that awesome and amazing ministry of music. Those two little boys, at the time a little colored boy, he was called, running into the arms of a little white boy. It is possible, is it possible, that this is the way life was intended to be? And is it possible that it is a life that can be? I ask these questions of you, which I ask of myself, about my role in bringing into the full manifestation the lyrics of those angels' song, peace on earth, goodwill toward everybody. As you know, I say that every day. God bless everybody in the whole wide world without exception. And so around Christmas time, I had to ask myself, are you sincere when you put out this declaration? Is this a sincere prayer of your heart, Carlos? Not just words, but an actual heart's desire that God would bless everybody in the whole wide world without exception. You know, if I don't believe it's possible, then all is for naught. But if I believe in the great possibility that I personally can influence the forwarding of peace on earth and goodwill toward everyone, then this is a very exciting opportunity for me to live out. I have a question for you, just you, no one else that's on our Facebook gathering this morning. A question for you alone. If you were arrested today and charged with living out the unity principles, if you were arrested today and charged with living out the vision and the mission statements of Unity of New York, if you were arrested today and charged with being devoted to being the light of the world, charged with being on your own personal mission of forwarding heaven on earth, charged with believing what might seem to be unbelievable, the possibility of each one living in harmony. If you were arrested today and charged with being the living proof of what you speak of as the truth, that there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in your life, and that it's God and that it's good, and that you are created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore you also are good. If you were arrested and charged with being serious about being the living proof of the power of God and the oneness of the children of God, if you were arrested and charged with these things, I ask you this: would you be incarcerated, or would you be released for lack of evidence? This is a question I ask of me. Would they let me go for lack of evidence? Would they let me go because my talk was just talk? That my ministry was just words? Or would I be incarcerated because I was living my words and living my truth? I ask myself and I ask you, although it may seem a mission impossible to be all I can be and all God called me to be, is it a mission I can accept, believe in, and live out with every step I take and every breath I take? I would love to know that if I were arrested and charged with living out the words of the beautiful song, "Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin with Me," I would not be released for lack of evidence. I choose to be the proof of the truth. You know, when Zoe announced all of the activities that were going on, one of the things she mentioned was a study group that is circled right now around a book from Eric Butterworth, Discover the Power Within You. Some of you may know, because we've been together for nearly 25 years now, that Discover the Power Within You by Reverend Eric Butterworth was the first encounter I had with unity. That my mother got the book and gave it to me, and I opened it up, and everything I read brought tears to my eyes because it let me know I was home. Those of us who have read the book know that it begins with a prologue that talks about God's desire to hide the truth of our divinity, where we would have to really work. We would have to really search to find it, to find the knowing of our divinity, to find the knowing of our oneness with the One, our oneness with the Creator of all that is, and our oneness with all of creation and all of the created ones. Such a precious treasure, this knowing, and such a worthwhile mission to search until we find it. In that prologue, it said that the lesser gods came up with their ideas of where to put this truth. Perhaps in the sky, perhaps under the seas, perhaps deep within the earth. But the principal God said no. One day men will develop instruments of flight, and they will go into space, and they would be certain to find it there. One day they will have the capacity to go into the deepest parts of the seas and the oceans, and surely they would find it there. Deep in the earth, they will be able to dig, and certainly they would find it there. As the story continues, the one solution that was arrived at was that we must hide this knowing of the power of the Almighty One within us, not in the surround, not in the oceans, not in the earth, not in the skies, but within our very selves. The implication was that that would be the last place of all places we would ever think to look. I tingled all over. Because me, like you, had thought that discovering the power was a discovery that would take place in the surround outside of me. And along comes Eric, in full agreement with Jesus, saying the power is within you. The kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God is within you. I love discovering the power within me time and time and time again. I love catching myself when a thought comes through that my good might come from or through a channel outside of me. Catching myself and going, what was I thinking? It was not in an outside source. It is within me. And therefore, I'm invited to spend more time in the inner realms of my being, more time in meditation, more time in the quiet, more time connecting to the residence of God within my heart. One early teacher of mine called the heart the altar of God within the body. Another earlier teacher of mine said that the heart is the bridge between my humanity and my divinity. The bridge between my earthly experience and heavenly reality. I have come to call it the meeting place between my humanity and my divinity, where my human experience is intersected by my eternal beingness. Sometimes it's tempting to even believe that my power is in books I might read, videos I might read, music I might listen to, sermons that others preach, channelings from high masters. But let me not be deceived. The power is within me. And in my making connection with the source of power. You've heard me plenty of times refer to myself without God as a cell phone with a dead battery, powerless on its own. And how each time I plug in my cell phone to rev up my battery, I think of me plugging in to the source of my power, which is the power of God. What do I think is possible for me to be and to do and to have as a child of God? All things are possible with God. And this we will speak of next week. All things are possible with God. It's the second part statement of a single scripture. Preceding it comes the scriptural part that I have shared today for this talk with men. It is impossible. What this says to me is that me, disconnected from my God, have no power. Much like my cell phone, disconnected from a charger, I of myself have no power. How often, though, do I find myself thinking and believing that it is up to me, the singular self, to me, the individual self? How often does my ego present itself, seeking to convince me that I am it, and that I alone can make the change I desire? The Holy Spirit speaks, yield not to the temptation of flying solo. You were not created to fly solo. You were not created to be separate from your source. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to, with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength, stay plugged in to the power that is within you. The power of God is an almighty power. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward everybody. Is such a thing possible? Me experiencing an inner experience of heaven on earth, in this world, just as it is? Is such a thing possible? Is it possible for me to be happy and at peace and secure and in love with loving? These questions I ask of me. For if I do not think they are possible, what is the point? But if I know they are possible, and how that possibility can be brought into full manifestation, then life is suddenly an exciting thing to be involved in. It is possible to see the shadows of the world and to observe them without absorbing them. Observing is wonderful. We can see the opportunities for things to change for the better. Dr. King had to believe that it is possible for unity to become manifest in order to say, yes, I accept the mission of doing my part to bring this into fruition. Do you believe it is possible for you to be transformed from a human being living in fear to a human being knowing it is a divine creation and fearless in every way? Is it possible to extend love even to those who extend no love to me? Is it possible to forgive the most bitter experiences that I have experienced at the hands of others? I believe it to be possible. Yet let me remember that of myself, I can do nothing. Let me also remember, I am not by myself. Emmanuel, God with us, is my truth. If I were arrested later today and charged with believing that with God all things are possible, would I be incarcerated, found guilty of that charge? Or would I be released for lack of evidence? I am determined. I am committed. I am devoted. And I truly believe that if I am arrested later today for doing everything I can to be the living proof of the unity principles, to be the living proof of our vision statement and our mission statement, to be the living proof that the light has come, I would not be released for lack of evidence. For I am committed. My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to be the light of the world. If arrested and charged, I believe I would be convicted, because I am convicted. I am incarcerated by the love of God, the peace and the power of God. My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to know that I know that I know that I know that wherever I am, God is, and all is well. I have no other plans and no other missions other than to be God made flesh, named Carlos Wayne. My soul says yes and amen.
Here and now I breathe, gently and deeply. Cleansing breaths I breathe. With every breath I take, I release all doubt that all things are possible. Food for thought. A question I ask of myself as I breathe. Is it possible that what has seemed impossible is indeed possible? for me to experience heaven while on earth. For me to be fearless. For me to remember. I am one with the source of all good. Is it possible that what has seemed to be impossible is indeed possible? For me to be happy. For me to know all things work together for good. Is it possible that I am limitless in power and in peace? That I am the light of God, the love of God, the power of God, and the presence of God? I pray that it is possible for me to know that I know that I know that I know that wherever I am, God is, and all is well. I pray it is possible, and I open myself right here and right now to this great possibility. And I am at peace. God is. I am. All is well. Amen.
Beside you, when you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high. Don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky. And the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through. The rain, though your dreams You'll never walk alone. There are angels beside you. There are angels beside you.